Well, hello folks, we're back in Mount Sandal Forest for our daily devotional, and Tozer's here as well, so we're just trying to keep an eye on him as well, make sure he doesn't run away. But I've got a lovely thought here from the book of Philippians chapter 1 and verse number 21. The Apostle Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Is Christ and to die is gain. Now, the Apostle Paul had the best of both worlds. In this world, he was living for Christ, and that's a wonderful thing. And he also had the assurance that he was going to be with Christ. And he said that that would be far better. He said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." You know, in these days of crisis, I would like to ask the Christians that are watching, what's the worst thing that can happen? If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're saved, and your sins are forgiven, and you're living for him, what's the worst thing that can happen? You say, well, I might die. And then what happens? You go to be with Christ, which is far better. What's the best thing that can happen to a Christian? They can leave this world and go to be with Christ, which is far better. You see, as a Christian walking with God, you can't lose. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ and you're serving him and walking with him, you cannot lose. Now, some of you might remember Pastor Ivan Thompson, and I know I've shared this story before with our congregation in Coleraine. But one night Ivan Thompson was in the house. He was decorating his hallway. His wife had been plaguing him to do this for months. And as he was just about to start, after a busy day at work, there was a knock at the door. Two Jehovah's Witnesses. And Pastor Ivan Thompson answered the door. He realized who they were, and he says, "Men, I'm tired. I'm not really in the mood to talk, but if you can give me something better than what I've already got, I'll listen to you." And they looked at each other and they said to him, "Well, what have you got?" He says, "I've got my sins forgiven, I've got a life worth living, and I've got a home in heaven." Sins forgiven, a life worth living, and a home in heaven. And then he said to them, "Can you offer me something better than that?" And they looked at each other and they said, "I don't think we can." He says, "I'll not detain you anymore." And he closed the door. You know, if you're a Christian, your sins are forgiven, you've got a life worth living, and you've got a home in heaven. Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." May God encourage you in these days. For the Christian, we've got the best of both worlds. The worst that can happen, we go to be with Christ. The best that can happen, we go to be with Christ. May God encourage you in these days. Thank you for listening. And hope to see you again tomorrow. God bless you all.